you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Hi, listening friend. Thanks for tuning in for today's edition of Mark and Friends. It's Tuesday, July 31st, 2012, the last day of July. So live it to the fullest and allow God to work in and through you. Well, on this special edition, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, I'm going to introduce you to a good friend, Bill Poor. He sings with the Singing Men of GNN. I've known him for a number of years. And in just a moment, I'm going to play a song that he wrote and has recorded with the help of Chuck Schweitzer, who's also a part of the Singing Men of GNN. So stay tuned for my conversation with Bill that was recorded just yesterday before our Singing Men rehearsal. And so I'll air our conversation and part of his testimony in just a few minutes. But I want to acknowledge a dear, dear, sweet friend who went home to be with the Lord just a few days ago, Kathy Ann Stein. Many of you know her and have appreciated her various ministries of calling people up, sending cards, being involved at Twin City Bible Church. Personal friend of mine, I think, for 25 years. I was in a small group with Kathy, which really extends to this day for about the last, I'd say 18 or 19 years. We don't meet as frequently as we used to, but dear, dear friends, and Kathy was a part of that, and we have so many treasured memories of her. Now, realizing that this morning's program re-airs in the evening, there is a memorial visitation service being held tonight in her honor at Twin City Bible Church, 806 West Michigan Avenue in Urbana. Visitation beginning at 5:30 with a memorial service at 7 p.m., with Dr. Dave Webb officiating, assisted by Senior Pastor Shannon Cahey. And you may have seen this announcement in yesterday's News Gazette. A loss for us, but a gain for the kingdom of heaven, as she is now in the very presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, for the hope that we have in Jesus. Well, as mentioned, I had about a 15-minute phone conversation with Bill Poor before our Singing Men rehearsal last night. And so I'll air that for you, but first, by way of introduction, here's Bill Poor, singer-songwriter, singing the song he wrote, Come and Be a Son.
There is a new way to the Father and the Son, through the Spirit of His love, bubbling forth in like a spring of cool water in a desert place. Can you see it on the horizon like the first light of the sun? The sons of God do come light to a dying world, to do the things that Jesus did, and even greater works than He. Come and be a son. Bye. song to him, thereby glorify his name. Come and be a song to
I absolutely love that song, Come and Be a Son, and many of our listeners that have come to Singing Men concerts have grown to appreciate that. In fact, one of our members, Dennis, joined the Singing Men of GNN because that very song brought tears to his eyes, and Dennis Rose has been singing with us now for about the last 5 or 6 months. So, Bill, I guess I want to devote the remainder of our broadcast to ask you what the Lord's been teaching you lately, and then giving us some snapshots into your life, into your faith journey, into that walk with the Lord that didn't happen that long ago, where you really passionately surrendered and committed your life to following the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, what really set that song in motion was Romans 8, the entire chapter of Romans 8. It's just probably my favorite chapter in the Bible. Anytime I feel discouraged, I go back and read Romans 8, you know, believe that we are appointed to be sons of God and co-heirs with Jesus Christ to the kingdom of God. Think about that. Co-heirs with Christ to the inheritance. So in that song, and, you know, I wrote the song a couple years ago, but as I read my Bible, I find more and more references to sons of God. And depending on your translation, it may say children of God, but in the original, I think it was usually sons of God. And the whole gamut of understanding that just enthuses me. So that's what the song is about. I think it's 1 John where it says, know ye not that you are the sons of God. So just numerous places throughout the Bible that talk about our sonship and rising up to that level. You know, is my goal, certainly. Not that I'm there yet by any means. I've got a devotional I've been reading from Smith Wigglesworth. He was kind of my hero in the faith. Wigglesworth was just an amazing man with virtually no education. He didn't even have a grade school education, but many powerful miracles happened during his ministry from 1850 on into the 1900s. He was an Englishman. As I read that, I just and challenged to new faith, because his motto was only believe, only believe. I'm finding more and more the meaning of that as I read his material.
Well, I know, Bill, the last few weeks, actually, for a number of months, we've been believing that God would bring about healing and restoring you to health. And I know last Monday, when you returned to our Singing Men rehearsal, because you've been struggling through or working through a lot of health issues with a lot of different kinds of treatments, even experimental treatments, and the doctors have been trying to kind of help you get back on your feet. And the men were so encouraged last week, and realizing that this conversation is being taped before our rehearsal on Monday night, and it's going to be aired on Tuesday, but it was so great to see you back with the guys. and them surrounding you last week, just praying up and believing that God is not through with you yet. And when we share that, I'm thinking there could be some maybe unchurched listeners or people not familiar with the God that we serve, but we trust that God has a plan and purpose for everyone's life. Nobody's been created by circumstance or just by chance, and that none of us are brought home to be with the Lord until he's finished with us or we've maybe completed the work he's laid out for us. And it seems like God's extending your life. And he has some plans for you. So what's he been teaching you lately?
Well, you know, I see that during this treatment for throat cancer, and in particular that I had a tumor in my throat involving my tongue and the back of my throat and my salivary gland on the left side. They told me it was going to be a hard treatment, and they weren't kidding. It was severe. I had 35 radiation treatments and some strong chemotherapy. Through that all, you know, I just prayed to the Lord and said, Lord, you know, I'm okay. I'm ready to go home when the time is right. But if you've got work left for me to do here on this earth, heal me. And he's healing me, and I believe that he still has things left for me to do.
And some of our listeners may be familiar with your name, Bill Poor, because of the Bill Poor Tree Service that you served and owned and operated for so many years. I think one of your sons took it over or is operating it now, and it still continues. You've been a strong man. You've worked that chainsaw, even on my property a number of times. You've fallen. Is it called felled a few of my trees and a couple big ones, and you've cut things up. And I mean, you're a man's man. You've been out there in the world. You've been strong. How has that been challenging for you as you've had to rely on so many people and friends and neighbors to kind of help and assist and carry you along, if you will?
Well, you know, God humbles us, and you know, humility has become a real focus of my belief system in these last couple of years, actually. You know, but it's all about humbling us, because we are naturally prideful people, and God doesn't want us to be prideful. So this is part of my humbling. You know, I as you said, you know, I always thought that I was as strong as any man my size, but now I've lost about 60 pounds, and I'm weighing 140 some pounds and weak, but not in my spirit. Weak in my physical body, but not in my spiritual body. So it's a challenge, but it's God likes to challenge us, and I always like to be challenged.
Well, in that process of sanctification, that refining us, that process of causing us to draw on his strength, to point to him that in our own strength and abilities, we are really nothing. But if anything can be good or accomplished for kingdom purposes, he's to receive the glory. But you've been doing that of late, but that's not always been the case in your life. I've heard portions of your testimony throughout the years as I've gotten to know you. You've been singing with the Singing Men of GNN for many years. But for our listeners, take us through some of those stepping stones, you know, where you were far from God, kind of partying, living life to the fullest, if you will. I mean, doing your own thing, and yet there was a breaking point, a surrendering, and now you can kind of cling to him, draw on his strength, and have peace of mind that your days are numbered, all of our days are numbered, but you're driving forward to finish well.
Yeah, I was an old rock and roller, the lead singer in two different rock and roll bands, one in the 60s and one in the 80s. I had grown up, you know, in the public education system that really taught evolution, and I believed that science had all the answers for a long time in my life, until a series of divine appointments, I mean, absolute divine appointments, where God showed me a different way. And that happened in 1990 when I was 46 years old. Then during the 90s, I had a whole series of beautiful Holy Spirit experiences that some people who have been Christians all their life have not experienced. And I, you know, I asked again and again, Lord, why me? Why would you show me these things and not show them to people who have believed in me their whole life? My belief in him is absolute now. You know, I was alcoholic for 24 years. I was an agnostic, if not an atheist, until God proved himself to me beyond a shadow of a doubt.
And tell us a little about that. What was it? Was it people witnessing to you? Was it his scripture finally made sense? Was there people modeling it that were wooing you towards him?
Well, I had a girlfriend, and we'd gone by this church in Rantoul that met in the bowling alley, and we'd see all these cars out there. It was Christian Life Church. And we'd see all these cars out there and say, well, why would a bunch of people want to go to church on bowling? So she said, well, I'm going to get up some Sunday morning and go over there. So she did. And, afterwards I said, well, how was it? She said, well, it was really different. People were really interested in me. So she went again the next Sunday. And on the third Sunday, she said, now, they're going to have a special speaker. She said, I want you to come and go with me. And I said, okay. I said, but if they're doing any of that, speaking in tongues, laying hands, any of that stuff, I said, I'm out of there, I went in there, and the special speaker was Jesse Mathis, Jesus of the Way Prison Ministries, and he brought his speaker of the year that year for his banquet. It was a guy named Jack Murphy. They call him Murph the Surf, ex-cat burglar. Anyway, when I saw Jesse, now I remember Jesse from the bars before Jesse was a Christian. And Jesse was an absolute wild man. Huh. He was a person who avoided like the plague because he liked to pick fights. He loved to fight. He was a big, giant man, 6'5", I think, and had a fist twice as wide as mine. So I saw Jesse, and I thought, Jesse Mathis is a Christian? I got to see this.
There must be a God.
So, that was the first, that was just such a divine appointment, And then Jack Murphy got up to speak. There were 300 and some people in that room, and all of a sudden it was just me and Jack Murphy, and he read my mail. He told me things about myself that I knew were true, but I didn't want to admit to. I bought his little paperback book at the end of the service, and so I started going to church there, and a couple weeks later I went forward and gave my life to the Lord. So it was just absolute. Shouldn't have happened any other way.
Now, tell us about that, because I'm sure there could be some listeners scanning the dial. What do you mean you gave yourself to the Lord? Why would you give yourself to something like that or to this person?
I just decided that I'd had a lot of failures in my life and a lot of disappointments, and I thought there's got to be a better way to live than the way I've been living. And I had quit alcohol about 10 years before that. After having a DUI, I knocked the windshield out of the car with my head, got a DUI, and lost my license for a couple of years, went through all of that. And, I just decided, I need to make some changes. Well, that was the ultimate change, was to take a complete different path in my life than the one that had led me to so much destruction,
And talk about that heart change, too, and what it feels like to know that your sins are forgiven.
Oh, well, just an overwhelming change in my entire thought system. My reasoning was changed. All my rationale was out the window, and I thought, I tried everything else in this world. I'm going to give this Christianity thing a chance, And as I did, it just opened a whole new gamut in my life that totally amazed me. Mm. It was amazing grace,
Yeah. Well, Bill, I know there's so much more to your story, and we're so thankful to God for your health and that you're back singing with the Singing Men of GNN. And Lord willing, if you're healthy, you're going to be with us this Saturday at the Decatur Celebration. The Singing Men of GNN will be singing. At this point, I've heard we're singing at 2 and 4, or we're singing at 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock. I know the website, thedecaturcelebration.com, shows the Singing Men at 2 and 4 p.m., but we've been telling all the guys we're singing at 2 and 5 p.m., so hopefully I'll have clarity in the next day and a half.
All right.
But, you'll be there, Lord willing, with the rest of the men, and I would encourage our listeners to come out and meet you in person and be praying for you. God's not through with you. You've been a great inspiration to the Singing Men of GNN with you playing the guitar and with your singing, some of the solos and the songwriting. And I know the song Come and Be a Son that you wrote with the assistance of Chuck Switzer with some of the instrumental and the entire background of that song that you sing. So we're going to close out with that again. Thank you, Bill, for being available and testifying to the great God that we serve. Thank you, God, for the Lord Jesus, for making a way for each one of us who are sinners to see that redemptive work in our lives happen as we ask the Lord Jesus to be our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Bill, for being a part of our radio listening family and for being a friend.
Yes, Lord. Okay. Thank you. Amen to your prayer, my brother.
That concludes my conversation with my good friend Bill Poor, as recorded yesterday before our Singing Men rehearsal. Thank you, God, for the continued healing work you're doing in his life. Bill also shared off-air one of his favorite verses is Jeremiah 29:11, and that happens to be the same one we shared last week when we had Eva Awe on, and so I'll read a couple extra verses. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord. We'll close out with Bill singing again, Come and Be a Son. Thank you, Chuck Schweitzer, for doing the background music. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
There is a new way to the Father and the Son, through the Spirit of His love, bubbling forth in us like a spring of cool water in a desert place. Can you see it on the horizon like the first light of the sun? The sons of God do come to bring light to a dying world.